Now, if I could bring up a saint that has always been vocal about the topic of abortion, that saint would be Saint Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is best known for her dedication to serving the poorest of the poor as a witness to the gospel of mercy. Yet, that did not prevent her from speaking out about abortion, an issue that some believe is a political or religious issue, but which she saw as something striking at the very heart, what it means to be human, something intimately tied to the fundamental meaning of her life's work, which she won nearly universal acclaim. In her addresses to the powerful of the earth, there were several recurring themes. She often spoke about obstacles to peace and solutions to poverty. Repeatedly, however, she identified the evil that she saw to be the epitome of violence and poverty in the world: abortion. For Mother Teresa, the second greatest poverty in the world is the experience of being rejected and cast off by society. The greatest poverty is the spiritual emptiness that causes people to discard other human beings as useless objects. That's why Mother Teresa saw abortion as the greatest example of poverty. Now, this year would mark 7 years since the canonization of this humble apostle of love, and it is fitting that we turn to the words of Mother Teresa, who once, in the presence of a US president, just told him straight up, abortion is evil. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on February the 5th, 1994, Mother Teresa stood before President and Mrs. Bill Clinton and Vice President and Mrs. Al Gore, along with 4,000 others in attendance, and called abortion murder. Here is what she said.
But I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Because Jesus said, if you receive a little child, you receive me. So every abortion is the denial of receiving Jesus, is the neglect of receiving Jesus. It is really a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child, murder by the mother herself. And if we accept that the mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another? How do we persuade a woman not to have an abortion? As always, we must pursue her with love, and we remind ourselves that love means to be willing to give until it hurts. Jesus gave even his life to love us. So the mother who is thinking of abortion should be helped to love, that is, to give until it hurts, her plans, her free time, to respect the life of her child, for the child is the greatest gift of God to the family, because it has been created to love and to be loved. The father of that child, however, he must also give until it hurts. By abortion, the mother does not learn to love, but kills even her own child to solve her problems. And by abortion, the father is told that he does not have to take any responsibility at all for the child he has brought into the world. So that father is likely to put other women into the same trouble. So abortion just leads to more abortion. Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love one another, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion.
She concluded her speech with words of hope and a reminder that we are all called to use our freedom for higher purposes than murder.
The beautiful gift God has given our congregation is to fight abortion by adoption. We have given all the... We have given already from one house in Calcutta over 3,000 children in adoption. And I can't tell you what joy, what love, what peace those children have brought into those families. It has been a real gift of God for them and for us. So pray for us that we continue this beautiful gift. And also I offer you, since our sisters are here, anybody who doesn't want the child, please give it to me. I want the child.
Saint Mother Teresa, pray for us.